Good morning, and a very warm welcome to our morning worship service here in St Machan's. A special welcome is extended to any friends or visitors who are with us this morning. We hope everyone will feel at home and welcome in our church family, and that you find our worship to be both meaningful and uplifting. Tea and coffee will be served in the hall after the service, and a warm invitation is extended to everyone to go through and share in a short time of fellowship there. I've got one or two intimations, so if you can just bear with me. The Lark Hall service for the World Day of Prayer will be held this year in Trinity Church on Friday the 6th of March, that's this coming Friday, at 2 o'clock. And the service has been prepared by Christian Women of Zimbabwe. And next Saturday, the 7th of March, we're having our Vision Prayer Breakfast. And the breakfast will be served from 9:30 a.m. in the hall, and a short time of worship and time for prayer will follow from 10 o'clock. A warm invitation is extended to everyone in our church family to come along and share in this special time of prayer. And next Sunday the 8th of March, we have an admission of three elders into our church family. I will read out the proper notification wording from Presbytery for such occasions. The Kirk Session of St Machan's Parish Church has resolved to admit to the office of eldership within our congregation and parish John and Isabel Martin and Ivan Harvey, and have arranged for their admission to take place during Sunday morning worship on the 8th of March 2020. If anyone has any objection regarding their life, character or faith, notification must be made to the Kirk Session before it meets at 10:45 a.m. on the morning of Sunday the 8th of March 2020. And following on from that, we're having a church family lunch to welcome John, Isabel and Ivan into our family, and that will follow immediately after the service next Sunday. And a very warm invitation is extended to everyone in the congregation to share in this lunch. And if you're able to come and have any special dietary requirements or food allergies, please let me know after the service today. The Guild Annual Coffee Morning and Book Sale will be held on Saturday the 14th of March from 10 till 12 in the Church Hall. And the committee are appealing for donations of home baking. If you can oblige, donations can be brought to the kitchen on Friday the 13th between 6 and 7 p.m. or Saturday morning the 14th between 9 and 10 a.m. Tickets priced £3 can be obtained from any committee member, or you can pay at the door. Please do come along and give your support to the Guild. It will be greatly appreciated. And also, the Men's Club, the tickets for their concert on Saturday the 21st of March featuring Octave are now available from the Resource Centre after the service this morning or from any club member. Tickets are priced £5 and include refreshments. And details are in the intimation sheet also. And the Machan Trust are appealing for some help. They are in desperate need of volunteers for breakfast clubs due to illness and retirement of current volunteers. The hours are 7:45 to 9:15 a.m. If you can spare 1.5 hours, even only once a week, please contact the Machan Trust office or Jen at the Machan Trust office, or go in to the office at any point and express your interest to them. They will be very appreciative of that. And finally, for those of you who have already received your church magazine, and for those still to receive theirs, there is inside a separate sheet entitled St Machan's Parish Church Communication Survey 2020. The Business Committee wish to have your thoughts on our methods of communication within the church, and that we are doing all we can to ensure as many people as possible are informed about all that is happening in the church and community. I would urge everyone to fill in this form and return it as per the details on the sheet. By doing so, we can then establish where and what we can do better regarding communication. These are all the intimations. Thanks.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to church this morning on such a wild and blustery day. We welcome you here into God's presence. We welcome one another as members of the flock, God's people, here into his presence, for he is our shepherd, our guide, and our guard. We have a couple of extra intimations just to add. We have two birthday cards here at the front. First of all is a birthday card for May Mackey, and it's her birthday on the 3rd of March, and the number here I think is 93. Is that right? 93. She's unfortunately, I can understand, Adele at this, not managed to be here with us, but we wish May a very, very special day on her 93rd birthday on the 3rd, and every blessing for many more to come. That's a lovely card with a rose on it. And also got another card here. Congratulations, you're 7. With another number after it. We'll not say any more than that. I think missed this from a couple of weeks ago with me going on holiday. And this is for John McKinnon. I think he's sitting over in the middle. Hi there, John. We hope you had a lovely birthday. I think it's past now. But a very, very happy birthday to you. Well, congratulations. It's fantastic. And this is wishing you every enjoyment for every moment of your birthday. And may it be the best one by a mile. A wonderful occasion that you truly celebrate in style. It even rhymes. That's pretty good going. And have a fantastic birthday, it says. Best wishes from your church family. And these cards I'll leave at the front for the time being. Well, it wouldn't be, excuse me, very amiss of us not to, excuse me, I'm losing my voice, not to sing happy birthday. And even though May isn't here today, she definitely gets the stick and the memory stick with the service recorded every week. I do know that. So let's just sing happy birthday to John and May.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John and May. Happy birthday to you.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Oh, not bad, considering we're quite thin in the ground this morning with the weather. Not bad at all. Well done. We have gathered in church through the wilds and the wilderness out there. We have been called by God and led by His Spirit. The guiding shepherd has brought us here. Psalm 78, verse 52 says, "But God brought His people out like a flock. He led them like sheep through the wilderness." Let us worship our shepherd. Let us worship as the flock He has called us to be. As we sing together our opening praise, "All people that on earth do dwell."
Thank you.
In Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 32, Jesus says these wonderful words to his followers. He says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." Give you the kingdom. Little flock, let us join our hearts together in the presence of our shepherd, our Father. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praise for the affection and the love that we hear in the words of our Saviour. That as we gather here today as your people, we gather as a special gathered congregation. We did not choose you, but you chose us and appointed us to bear fruit, to go forth and bear fruit, the kind that will last. You chose us to be part of the little flock, loved, cherished, protected, watched over, kept safe by the power of your Spirit, by the presence of our Saviour Jesus Christ in our very midst. We thank you, Father God, for this wondrous calling you have placed upon our lives. And that today, as this little flock gathered here, we come before you to share with you and to receive from you. To share with you all the difficulties we have faced in our pilgrimage in recent days and weeks and months and years. To share with you all our dreams and desires for the future ahead, for the path that we would travel with our Saviour, for the power that we need to take each step, for the strength that you have promised to face each day. Almighty God, we thank you. We are gathered together as your little flock. We worship and adore you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done for this flock and for all your people everywhere. Bless us now, O Lord, for we confess before you that we're not worthy to be members of this flock. We are wayward sheep. We have wandered. We have been lost, but Jesus has found us and Jesus forgives us and Jesus carries us through. We thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory. Bless us in this time we share together, this place of sustenance, this place of provision, this place of power, this place of peace. May your presence above all things be the focus of all our minds and hearts and souls as we worship you in spirit and in truth. All this we ask, all this we declare, in the name of Jesus, our Good Shepherd. Amen. Let us now hear God's holy and everlasting word and how Jesus truly is a shepherd to be trusted.
Morning.
Good morning.
The reading this morning is from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 7. One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law started grumbling, "This man welcomes outcasts and even eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What do? You leave the other 99 sheep in the pasture and go looking for the one that got lost until you find it. When you find it, you are so happy that you put it on your shoulders and carry it back home. Then you call your friends and neighbors together and say to them, "I am so happy I found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate." In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 respectable people who do not need to repent. Amen, and may God bless to us this reading from his holy word.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. Thank you. We have a shepherd who can be trusted, who alone can be trusted with all our souls. So let us lift our voices and let us praise with the modern version of the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable this day, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The story is told of an observant bartender who worked in a very busy pub. He noticed that one of the customers would come in every evening and would always order himself 3 bottles of beer. He did this without fail for week after week after week. The bartender eventually asked the customer why he always ordered 3 bottles of beer every time. The man replied, "I have 2 brothers who now live far, far away in other countries. But we promised one another, we promised each other that we would always order an extra 2 beers whenever we drank as a way of remembering, as a way of keeping up the family bond." About a month later, the bartender was surprised and saddened when this customer came in as usual, but only ordered 2 beers. Bartender said to him, "Please accept my sincere condolences on the death of one of your brothers. I noticed that you only ordered 2 beers. I'm so sorry for your loss." The man replied, "No, no," he said, "nothing's wrong. My 2 brothers are alive and well. It's just that I myself have decided to give up beer for Lent." I hope you realize that according to the traditional Christian calendar, the season of Lent has begun. Lent, the 40 days leading up to Easter. Lent, the time when many Christians prepare for Easter by remembering the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness during his temptation, preparing him for the events of Easter. Lent, the unique time in the Christian calendar where most other things in the church's year are festivals which are celebrated. Lent isn't celebrated. Lent is kept. Lent, the puzzling time which some Christians treat very seriously, while others ignore it entirely. Lent, the confusing time where even among those who keep it, there is no agreement on how it should be kept. Is it a time to give up something like chocolate, beer, social media, or TV? Is it time to try and break a bad habit? Excuse me. Is it time to have another go at those New Year resolutions which fail to make it past the 2nd of January? I will almost certainly have told you before about my son's Lent list, or list for Lent, whichever you want to put it. When he was about 5 or 6 years old and attended the Beavers, I think it's an early part of the Scout movement, isn't it? The Beavers, if I remember rightly. They spoke one night at their meeting about Lent and about what they might think about giving up for Lent. And our son's list had 2 items on it, which he thought he should give up for the season of Lent. One was school and the other was soap. We were so proud of him. Lent has become almost inseparably connected to and tied to the idea of giving something up. The idea of stopping something or sacrificing something for a time. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with such an approach and practice. It finds ample justification in the pages of our Bibles. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, the Apostle Paul says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives." The grace of God teaches us to say no. You know, Lent gives us the opportunity to practice giving up harmful and hurtful things. Lent prepares us for the challenge of saying no to harmful and hurtful desires that we face throughout life. Lent, as trivial as it might appear at times, Lent might be the ideal training ground where a battle won over chocolate, coffee, or cake may help us win a future battle over perhaps lust, lying, or laziness. Lent is about saying no, about sacrificing, stopping, giving up. But this isn't the whole picture. Indeed, this isn't even the half of it. Now, the word Lent comes from the Old English word, Lenten, which means, the scholars among us will know, it means springtime or spring. Langton, in turn, comes from the old West Germanic word Langintinaz. I have no idea how to pronounce it. It's spelled Langintinaz. And this word literally means long days. So strictly speaking, the season of Lent is the season of springtime, the time when the days get longer. More hours of sunlight, not less, in which more can or could be done. More time, not less, to be awake and active and achieving things. More opportunity, not less, to learn of the Saviour and to receive His grace. Lent is about giving up, but it's even more about gaining. Lent is about losing, but it's even more about finding. Lent is about giving up something, but it's even more about gaining something. Lent is about losing something, but it's even more about finding something. It's even more, much more, about finding someone. So in our season of Lent, our Lenten journey this year, we are going to think about what is lost. Much, much more than this, we are going to think about what is found or who is found. Now, when it comes to lost and found, we couldn't pick a better passage than Luke chapter 15 to be our guide. Luke 15 is all about the lost being found. And today begin with verses 1 to 7, the parable of the lost sheep. I'm sure everybody recognize it as Mark was reading it to us today. It's about the 99 who stay safe in the pasture and the one sheep who gets lost, the one sheep who wanders away, the one sheep who goes astray. A very devout shepherd lost his precious Bible while out shepherding upon the hills. 3 weeks later, a sheep walked up to him carrying the lost Bible in its mouth. The shepherd couldn't believe his eyes. He took the Bible from the sheep's mouth, got down on his knees with his eyes heavenwards, and exclaimed, "It's a miracle!" "Not really," said the sheep. "Your name is written inside the cover." And just in case you're wondering, it's not a true story. Not a true story. You know, sheep have a particular reputation, and it certainly isn't for intelligence or indeed any kind of sense whatsoever. But we are meant to find ourselves inside the covers of our Bibles. We are meant to find ourselves, our lives, our reality, who we truly are in the words of Scripture, in the living Word of God, in the parables of Jesus. We are meant to find ourselves in the parable of the lost sheep. But where do we think we are found in this particular parable? There were two distinct groups listening to Jesus that day. First, there were, we're told, the many tax collectors and other outcasts who came to listen. Secondly, there were the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who started grumbling. Now, the first group would have instantly seen themselves as the lost sheep. They wanted to be rescued. They wanted to be carried back to a place called home, as verse 6 says. They wanted with all their hearts to find a place of celebration and acceptance within a flock, within a family of faith. They knew that they were the lost sheep and that the shepherd, Jesus the Good Shepherd, had found them. They found themselves as the sheep of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6, which says, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to their own way." They found in Jesus a shepherd who loved them so much that he was prepared to do whatever it took to find them. Even if, as Philippians chapter 2 verse 8 tells us, even if it meant that he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. In the parable of the lost sheep, all of us, all of us, are meant to find ourselves at one time or another as the lost sheep. But lost sheep found by the good shepherd, lost sheep who find in him a saviour, who loves us more than any tongue can tell, who loves us more than any mind can conceive, who loves us more than any heart could ever hope for. The many tax collectors and other outcasts who came to listen knew that they were the lost sheep in the parable. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law who were grumbling, they, on the other hand, couldn't find themselves anywhere in that parable. They wouldn't have related to being one of the 99 or respectable sheep who didn't wander from the pasture. "Don't call me a dumb animal, a sheep," they might have said. "I'm very important, an upright member of the community. I deserve respect. I demand respect. I deserve to be treated as special, as far above the common folk." They wouldn't even have related to being one of the friends and neighbours who were invited to celebrate the finding of the lost sheep. They were a very exclusive bunch who operate a very closed shop. Closed lives, closed doors, closed hearts. These were people who often prayed, and I quote, "Thank you, Lord, for not making me a Gentile, a slave, or a woman." Interesting order there, isn't it? Think about that one. "Thank you, Lord, for not making me a Gentile, a slave, or a woman." This is a genuine morning prayer from the Talmud, the collection, the ancient collection of Jewish law and teachings. "Thank you, Lord, for not making me a Gentile, a slave, or a woman." And you know something? That prayer, that morning prayer, is still recited by many today. They most certainly could never, ever, ever have related to being the lost sheep. And you know, the deep irony of the situation was that they were far, far more of a match for the lost sheep than any of the tax collectors and outcasts gathered there. They were so lost they didn't even know that they were lost. In fact, they didn't even know what being lost meant. But glory to God. Glory, hallelujah to God. Because Jesus can find us everywhere. No one is ever that lost that Jesus cannot find them. Psalm 139, "If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn and set out to the furthest point of the sea, you are there. You're to guide me, your right hand to hold me fast." No one is ever that lost that Jesus cannot find them. You know, the New Testament tells us so encouragingly that many of these selfsame Pharisees and teachers of the law came to put their faith in Jesus as their Savior, as their good shepherd. We hear in John's Gospel about a Pharisee called Nicodemus who in chapter 3 comes to Jesus at night to listen to him and his teaching, who in chapter 19 assists Joseph of Arimathea after the crucifixion, publicly, openly asking Pontius Pilate's permission to take Jesus' body away, preparing Jesus' body for burial with a mixture of myrrh and aloes, placing Jesus in the empty tomb in the garden nearby. We hear in Acts 18:8 about the success of Paul's mission to the city of Corinth. It says there, "Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire household believed in the Lord. And many of the Corinthians who heard Paul believed and were baptized. Crispus, a very prominent member of a group that didn't know that they were lost sheep. Corinthians, who would have seen themselves so easily as lost sheep. Both lost sheep, both found by Jesus. As we all gather here at this holy table, as we all gather as God's little flock, as Jesus called us. Maybe you have chosen to prepare for Easter in a purely spiritual way. Maybe you have chosen to give something up during your Lenten journey. It was suggested to me rather strongly that I should give up telling terrible jokes. Jokes like, what do you call a sheep covered in chocolate? A candy bar. What is a sheep's favourite fruit? You must know, Lisa. A banana. Or what musical instrument do two sheep play? A tuba. That's one of the best, really. That really deserves a prize, that one. A tuba. It was suggested that I give up telling terrible jokes for Lent, but this was a sacrifice I wasn't prepared to make. Not this year. Anyway, perhaps you can start a petition for next year. See how you go on. Excuse me. I know that I am the lost sheep in the parable. I know that I am the lost sheep in the parable. Maybe you come to this table today knowing that you are the lost sheep too. Maybe you come to this table today needing to discover that you are the lost sheep too. Those who know and those who need to know are all welcome here. For Jesus finds us all here. For Jesus carries us here and he carries us home. For Jesus, through the body broken and the bloodshed, has truly shown us just how much he loves us. Just how far he was prepared to go to find me and to find you. Amen. And may God bless us and reveal to us where we are in this parable. But most of all, we who are lost, may we find in Jesus the truth and the answer to it all. Let us sing together, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." Let us continue to worship God through the giving of our offering. The offering shall now be uplifted.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's come and before our Father and let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we come before you now with our prayers of intercession for those who are sick, for our world, for your church, and for ourselves. We have placed on the table our offerings of money. And ask, Father, that you would bless it and may it be shared wisely for the benefit of churches whose incomes do not meet their needs, be it locally in Scotland and abroad in the areas of mission. Thank you, Lord, for your continuous blessing to our fellowship here in St. Machan's. We pray for the Christian church worldwide under persecution, and some places having to worship in secret and in fear. In Iran, Iraq, Syria, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, India, and China, so many places. We give thanks for the freedom that we have, and may we never take our freedom for granted. Here, especially just now in Britain, we pray for all who are suffering from the effects of climate change, whose homes are devastated by flooding. Lord, give them strength for the task ahead, and may they receive all the help they need from the authorities with your blessing. We pray for those who are homeless, sleeping rough in doorways in freezing conditions. We ask, Lord, for protection for them. May they also receive the kind of help they need. There are so many in seemingly hopeless situations. We pray for protection against this coronavirus. Today we share in the sacred elements. When we receive these sacred elements, there is healing. Jesus' ministry was one of healing, of body, mind and spirit. May we all be filled again with this Holy Spirit and be healed through the elements of the bread and the wine. Good Shepherd, we pray for those members of our families who have left your fold and who now do not believe in your holy name. In a moment of silence, Lord, hear our prayer for the return of our lost sheep. We pray for those who have been bereaved recently, those who have lost their loved ones, and ask that your comfort and strength be with them as the days and the months pass. We thank you for our church family here in St. Machan's. We know that change is coming. Jeremiah said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future. May we be ready and willing to accept the plans you have for us. Guide and direct all who are involved in making the final decisions, and may it be according to your will. Bless our minister, Alistair, and Lorraine, his wife, who are an example of love and total commitment to all of us. Bless our church courts and all who administer through the session, and fill us all with your Holy Spirit in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Nan. Thank you. Little flock of the Lord, welcome here to the Lord's table. And as we prepare to be nourished, as we prepare to receive from this green pasture and these still waters, may we worship him and may we give him all the glory. Let us sing together our communion hymn, Shepherd of Souls, Refresh and Bless. Dear flock, dear family of faith, brothers and sisters in Christ, gather at the Lord's table and receive his goodness and his grace. For here we have before us the greatest lost and found office ever. Ever. However we feel ourselves to be lost today, here at this holy place, Jesus can and will find us and will serve us through his sacrifice and service for us upon the cross. So gather here with Jesus, your shepherd. And mine. We know that it was on the night that Jesus was betrayed that he took bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body which is broken for you. As you eat it," said Jesus, "remember me." And in the same way, after supper, he raised the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, sealed by my blood for the forgiveness of your sins. As you drink it," said Jesus, "remember me." And the Apostle Paul says that every time we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We proclaim that he is our shepherd. And one day, truly, he will find us forever. He will find us and he will carry us and he will take us home. And even the hosts of heaven shall rejoice at our presence there before our Heavenly Father. Thanks be to God for this glorious truth and promise from our Saviour. So we follow his example from that holy night. We set apart this bread and this wine from all common use for this holy use and mystery. And just as he paused that first Lord's Supper and gave thanks to his Father in heaven, let us give thanks to God. Let us all pray. We were lost, but Jesus found us, found the sheep that went astray. Lord, here we've come before you and acknowledge in our hearts there is among us here today those who are lost in sorrow and bereavement. May they find the shepherd here in whom they can trust, who is the resurrection and the life and gives life everlasting. Lord, there are those who gather among the flock here today who are lost in loneliness and despair. May they find here at this holy place the shepherd who is Jesus, who will be a constant companion, who by the power of their spirit is always near, with and within. Almighty God, there are those among our flock who gather here at this holy table who are lost in doubts and fears. May they find the shepherd who is Jesus and find the blessed assurance that Jesus is theirs. Oh, what a foretaste of heaven divine. Almighty God, we are all lost in one way or another. Find us today and encourage us. If we are weak, give us strength. If we need guidance, give us guidance, we pray. Whatever our need may be, whatever that lostness may be, may we find the answer here in all that you have done for us. So Lord, we ask you would pour out your Spirit upon this bread and wine, and upon each and every one of your little flock gathered here today, so that through these elements, plain and common as they may flow a power and a strength to reach the depths of all hearts and souls and every need and every desire of every life. Speak through them, heal and help. Make us all aware of your heavenly presence with us and for us. O good shepherd, guide us and gather us together truly as your flock, not just on earth, but the promise of your flock in heaven. For this we give you all the praise and all the glory, for we come to you in the name of Jesus, our risen Saviour, our good shepherd, who taught us when we pray together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forget our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We follow the example and command of Jesus, our shepherd. He broke the bread and said, This is my body, which is broken for you. As you eat it, said Jesus, remember me. The The Lord Jesus raised that holy cup, a cup of a new covenant, and said, "This is the cup sealed by my blood for the forgiveness of your sins." Jesus said, as we drink it, we should remember him. Dear friends, eat the bread, drink from the cup. For the body of Christ was broken for you, and the blood of Christ was shed for you. And as you eat and as you drink, as Christ serves you, may he find you and heal you. And may you find him and welcome him in your lives. Do this in remembrance of him. The peace and the presence of Christ, our Shepherd and our Saviour, be with each and every one of us this day and forevermore. The Lord is our Shepherd. We shall not want. He has given his all to find us. So now may goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And may we dwell in the house of the Lord forever, where truly we shall sing forever the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me.
Christ, through
And now we go into God's world. We go to the lost to be part of his plan and purpose to find them and to bring them into the fold to be part of this little flock too. May we go to share the love of the shepherd. And may all the blessings of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore.